Bana yöneltilen iki sorunun bir tanesini Mr. Reynolds cevaplandırdı sanırım. Bilhassa o yaştaki çocukların, siz 3 ile 6 dediniz, ben 0 ile 5 deyim. Aileleriyle çok yakında ilişki var Amerika'da. Çeşitli geceler hazırlanıyor, konuşmalar, çocuklarla da getirip öğretmenler çocuklarla çalışırken aileler de birbirleriyle temasa geçiyorlar. Mr. Reynolds'in dediği gibi Amerika'daki görüş anneler babalar öğretmenlerden çok daha bilgili kendi çocuklarına gelindiğini biz kabul ediyoruz ve ona göre davranmaya çalışıyoruz. İkinci soru ise bu serbest hareket üzerine. Burada bunu da herhalde konuşulacak. Bastonun ne zaman çocuğa verileceği bir özel bir şey. Her çocuğun ne zaman baston kullanmaya, bir kendisine veya etrafındakilere tehlike olmadan ne zaman kullanacağı bir zamanı bulup o zaman baston verilmesi gerekir. Daha önce ise baston öncesi aletler ve serbest hareketin baston öncesi şeyleri yani tartışılır. Bunu daha çok vaktimiz olursa görüşebiliriz. Şu anda herhalde bu kadar yetişir. Teşekkür ederim.
Çok teşekkür ederim. Efendim, mevcut programdan 15 dakika sarktık. Öğle yemeğimiz var. Öğleden sonra öğleden sonra saat 2'de başlayacak ama Sayın Genel Müdür'e soru yöneltildi. O sorulara yanıt verecekler kendileri. Ondan sonra toplantıyı kapatıyoruz. Öğleden sonra hepinizi burada görmek umuduyla ben sözü Sayın Genel Müdür'e bırakıyorum.
Bir. Soruları yönelten tüm arkadaşlarıma peşinen teşekkür ediyorum. Türkiye'nin gerçekleri ne kadar ortaya dökülürse çareleri o kadar kolay bulunacaktır. Kurumun genel müdürü olarak bütün soruların sahiplerine teşekkürle söze başlayacağım. Okul öncesi eğitim için arkadaşlarımdan bir soru gelmişti. Okul öncesi için görme engeller okulu var mı demişlerdi. Okul öncesi eğitimi genel müdürlüğü ile birlikte çalışmaktayız. Okul öncesi eğitimi genel müdürlüğünün yönetmeliğinde onda bir sayı ile kaynaştırma programlarına çocuk alma mecburiyeti getirilmiştir. 573 sayılı kanun hükmündeki kararname Sayın Özyürek'in de ifade ettikleri gibi özel eğitimde yeni bir yolun ışığın açılışı olacaktır inşallah. Yönetmelik çalışmalarımızı tamamladık. Buradaki okul müdürlerine, üniversite mensuplarına bu taslakları yolladık. Sanırım Sayın Ataman da Özyürek'te ve okul müdürlerimizde, rehberlik araştırma merkezlerinin sahiplerinde şu anda herkeste bu taslaklar vardır. Bunlar tamamlandıktan sonra özel eğitimde yeniden yapılanma istenilen şekle daha güzel ulaşacaktır. Yine sorulardan biri şuydu. Türkiye'de çift özürlü çocuklar için okul var mı? Türkiye'de maalesef ki gecikmiş bir konu bu. Geçen sene Sayın Cafer Baykuş Gazi Üniversitesi ile birlikte bu konuda bir çalışma yaptık. Fakat bu Türkiye'de yerine oturmuş bir konu olarak söylenemez. Yalnız eğitilebilir düzeydeki çocuklarımızı körler okullarımızda eğitime çift özürlü olarak almaktayız. Az görenlerle ilgili yine bir soruyu cevaplandırmak istiyorum. Sanırım buradaki yapılan seçim çok önemliydi. Biz bir ilk öğretimin ilk sınıfını açtık. Sağlık Bakanlığı ile ilgili bir protokolümüz var. Bu programın akışında Sağlık Bakanlığı'nın bu konuyla ilgili sahibi arkadaşımız Ayşe Hanım size gerekli bilgileri verecek. Tabii ki az görenlerin gelecekteki durumlarını nazara itibari alarak okulları alacağız. İleride gözü görmeyenlerin bu okullara alınmasını şimdilik düşünmüyoruz. İlk öğretimin birinci sınıfından başlattık. Ve bu bir pilot uygulama. Bunu geliştirmek ilerideki günler için olacak. Sayın Özyürek'le de bu konuda bir protokolümüz var. Gazi Üniversitesi ile bunu da birlikte yürüteceğiz. Lisede okuyan okullar özel eğitimden uzak mı gibi bir soru geldi sanıyorum, yanılmıyorsam. Şimdilik lisede kaynaştırma programında olan arkadaşlarımıza kitap kasetlerini hazırladık. Rehberlik araştırma merkezleri vasıtasıyla Türkiye'nin bütün illerinde kitap kasetlerimiz bulunmakta ve öğrencilerimiz bundan yararlanmaktadırlar. Bir de ortaokul çağındaki çocuklarımızın kitapları kabartma olarak basılmış ve yerlerine ulaştırılmıştır. Yine peşinen söyleyeyim, özel eğitimde bir şeyler yapılmaktadır fakat istenenlerin tamamı yapılmakta mıdır denilirse, pembe bulutlar arasında gezmeye, uçmaya gerek yok. Ama bir şeyler yapılmaktadır. 573 sayılı yasayla da daha güzel ulaşılma ümidi vardır. Amacımız da budur. Hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum.
Sevgili arkadaşlar, birkaç duyurum olacak. Birincisi, yemeğe girerken kapıdaki görevli arkadaşlardan fiş alarak girilecek. İki, kulaklıklarınızı bugünün programı sonunda görevliye teslim edeceksiniz. Ama ayrılmak zorunda kalmış olanlar ayrılırken kulaklıkları teslim etmesi gerekiyor. Üçüncü, yarın akşam saat 20'de tanışma ve kaynaşma amacıyla bir kokteylimiz olacak. Hepinizi bekliyoruz. Organizasyondaki aksaklıklardan dolayı da hoşgörünüze sığınıyoruz.
Son bir duyuru, lütfen salona girdiğinizde cep telefonlarınızı açık bırakmayınız.
Bulunuyorum. İlk konuşmacımız Mr. Herman Greisnight. Biliyorsunuz bu oturumumuzda okul öncesi eğitim ve erken müdahale konusu tartışılacak. Biz ilk konuşmacımızı buraya davet ediyoruz. Mr. Greisnight.
Ladies and gentlemen. This afternoon, the program is about early intervention. This morning, there were already several questions about early intervention, and I hope the six lecturers of this afternoon can answer a number of them. Most visually impaired children do not become blind or partially sighted when they are going to school already. Most of them are visually impaired from birth or from early childhood. In their preschool period, visually impaired children need special education as well. This special education is called early intervention. Early intervention is meant for children who run the risk of developmental drawbacks or disabilities. It covers the period between actionable diagnosis and the moment a child starts elementary school. It covers the entire process from the earliest possible detection and identification of the handicap to the moment that training and support is started. Early intervention can be defined as all forms of child-oriented training activities and parent-oriented support activities, which are carried out as a direct consequence of the identification of a developmental disorder. Early intervention does not only concern the child itself, but its parents as well, and the network of people around the child. The following stages are extremely important. Early detection or identification, early diagnosis, and early intervention. Early detection and identification. Early detection involves looking for the first signs suggesting the development of the child is at risk or progresses atypically. Usually, it is the parent who makes the first discovery. It is very important in this case that doctors and other experts will take the parents seriously and do not dispose of their discovery with "there's nothing wrong with your child. It will be all right in future." This will do nothing to reassure the parents. They will feel abandoned with their doubts, and this uncertainty will affect the parent-child relationship. The earlier it is recognized that something is the matter with a child, the sooner something can be done about it, both for the child itself and its parents. Sometimes it is clear from the start, from birth on, what disorder a child is suffering from. Sometimes it takes longer and will only become clear in the course of time. As soon as a child is discovered to have a deviant development, the child in question should be examined in order to find out what exactly is wrong with it. This examination usually concerns somatic and medical aspects as well as behavioral aspects. That is why a multidisciplinary assessment plays consisting of a separate medical, psychological, educational, and social examination. In the case of visually impaired children, the medical examination consists of an ophthalmological examination. Especially when the medical diagnosis is put into pedagogical practice, the assistance of a psychologist and a pedagogue are indispensable. This multidisciplinary approach forms the basis of good diagnostic and its subsequent treatment. Early intervention is understood to mean the entire collection of intervention activities with regard to the visually impaired child and its parents. With regard to the child, it includes all targeted activities oriented toward the child and its environment, aimed at creating more favorable conditions for the development and the child. These activities include all kinds of developmental stimulation and educational practices. With regard to the parents, early intervention includes assistance in the process of detection of the disorder and coping with the situation, assistance with respect to a proper response to the child's behavior, instruction and advice about developmental activities, upbringing, and therapy, and general information about facilities available for these children. When parents realize that their child is handicapped, they will be faced with extremely difficult questions and problems for which they often need professional help urgently. The arguments in favor of early intervention concerning the following: the child, the parents, the relatives, and society. Below, I will summarize the major arguments in favor of early intervention. Arguments with respect to the child. Early intervention can prevent risk that could result in developmental backwardness or dysfunction. This can be achieved by offering the child appropriate stimulation and interaction with its surroundings at an early stage in its development. Empirical research has shown that this form of prevention is effective. Early intervention has a remedial function as well, in particular for children who are retarded to a greater or lesser extent. Early intervention enables these children to progress more normally or prevents that the child's retardation declines even further. Early intervention reduces the side effects of permanent functional impairments. It can prevent a deterioration of development backwardness as well as additional handicaps. Arguments with respect to the parents. Early intervention is an effective way of helping parents to deal with their handicapped child. This is achieved by actively involving the parents in the intervention process so that they will have ample opportunity to discover their own possibilities and capabilities. Parent involvement is oriented toward the needs of parents to become competent in upbringing their child as quickly and as good as possible. Thanks to early intervention, parents do not need to cope with these specific problems on their own. And early intervention makes a valuable contribution to the process of acceptance. Early intervention reduces or eliminates the inability of many parents to deal with the problems of their child. It improves the interaction between parents and child, encourages the more balanced emotional relationships, and prevents that undesirable practices are used for upbringing. Early intervention makes sure that parents are fully informed. This information can concern the following: the diagnosis and cause of the handicap and the prognosis, knowledge of normal development and how the development of the child can be stimulated, the social system of facilities available to them and their child. Arguments with respect to relatives. By means of early intervention, it can be prevented that brothers and sisters are unfavorably or placed within the family, which could hamper their development and consequently cause behavioral problems. By means of early intervention, the family as a whole learns to adjust itself to the situation of living with a handicapped child. Finally, arguments with respect to society. Early intervention promotes social awareness of the existence of young children with developmental disabilities, children who are also members of society and who have a right to be supported. Early intervention improves the children's opportunity since they will have a more successful school career. As a child grows older, its parents will seek less and less assistance because they have learned to deal with their difficulties at an earlier stage. In order to be able to assist visually impaired children adequately, it is necessary to have detailed information about visual functioning in general and about the various forms of visual impairment in particular. We have to know what normal visual development is before we correctly assess a child's visual impairment. The following are the most important developmental aspects of early intervention: the motor development, the sensor-motor development, play, speech and language development, daily living skills, and social development. Depending on the age of the child and its level of development, the nature of its handicap, and whether the child has any additional handicap, all these areas of development should be dealt with in the early intervention process. This usually takes place in a child's home. The pedagogical home visitors therefore visit the family on a regular basis. The frequency of these visits depends on the nature of the handicap and the parents' needs. In my country, a full-time home visitor works with approximately 20 to 25 children. On average, he or she visits each child once every 2 to 6 weeks. A pedagogical home visitor has usually received general pedagogical training, supplemented with on-the-job training. He or she is part of a multidisciplinary team, which also includes a pedagogue or psychologist, a social worker, and an ophthalmologist. The members of this team regularly discuss the children's development, draw up plans for treatment, and evaluate the entire process. Children receive assistance immediately after detection of their condition, usually done by the ophthalmologist. At such a moment, they usually have not celebrated their first birthday yet, but sometimes they are about 2 or 3 years old. The children receive assistance until they start elementary school, usually at the age of 6 or 7 years. The child also receives assistance when it attends a daycare center or a kindergarten. The educators at these centers or schools are closely involved in this assistance. The children's parents generally meet once a year to exchange their experiences. A pedagogical home visitor, like a teacher, has a complex job. It demands thorough professional knowledge, great resourcefulness, and creativity. However, it is also a job that gives great satisfaction because it fulfills an important role in a crucial period in the life of a handicapped child and his parents. I've spoken about early intervention in general and about its importance for the visually impaired child and its parents. I wanted to show you that it is essential that children with developmental disabilities receive help at an early stage. That is an important preventive value for the child itself, for the parents, and for the family. For the realization of early intervention, a number of conditions must be fulfilled. First, facilities for early diagnosis and proper treatment. These facilities should be within easy geographical reach of the parents. Second, legal regulation of the financing of assessment, training, and assistance. Third, trained staff. Four, curricula for the various target groups. Five, active participation of parents. For the child, the early intervention activities should consist of the following three stages: assessment of the child, set up of an individual plan of action, and evaluation of this plan after a given period of time. I'm approaching the conclusion of my introduction on early intervention. I hope to have shown you that early intervention is important and why. I hope I have provided with you an outline of a framework in which early intervention can take place. If your aim is to integrate visually impaired children into mainstream education, early intervention is indispensable. It is a prerequisite. It means a period of preparing the child for its further development. Thank you. I have some copies if you are interested in.
Grace Knight'a teşekkür ediyoruz. İkinci konuşmamız yine erken müdahale hizmetlerinde çok disiplinli yaklaşımlar konusunda bize bilgi aktaracak olan sayın konuğumuz Mrs. Trezia Hradilkova. Buraya davet ediyoruz Mrs. Hradilkova'yı. Birkaç dakika bekleyeceğiz. Belki bir dakika bir ekleme kordonu getirilecek. Onun için konuşmacımızı biraz tutuyoruz. Kendisi özellikle açıklamamızı istedi.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big pleasure for me be here in this nice and interesting country. Thank you for invitation. Firstly, I would like to present to you the schedule of my lecture. You can see it on the wall, and the translator will read it to your phones. And firstly, I will introduce myself, a little bit early intervention again. Then I will speak about Czech program guiding. Then I will introduce early intervention like a process, and in the end, some summary and recommendation. Under the line, you can see that it's for your disposition from me, also some video and photos from our program, and some publication of program enlightenment and public education. You can see it after or after discussion. Firstly, about myself. My name is Tereza Hradilková. I am from Czech Republic, from Prague. I have been working with children and families for 15 years. I am a small person, about 157 centimeters of high. I have short